There's a lot of people that are making the claim that artificial intelligence is some sort of extraterrestrial. And I believe that they're just trying to plant the seeds for that. And I'm going to go ahead and call BS on that. I think that the powers that be are using their little minions in the so-called alternative media to start pushing this narrative that artificial intelligence is some sort of extraterrestrial. No, I believe it's the programming of the elites. Nothing more, nothing less. It's nothing extraterrestrial about artificial intelligence. But of course, they would love to push that lie and get many people to fall for it. But the reason why I'm speaking on it now is because I just noticed over the weekend, you know, I noticed that various alternative media channels have been all of a sudden saying, oh, you know, artificial intelligence, it could be from something from outside of this world. And I'm like, no. Now I know it's a psyop. I know it's a psyop now. And who's been telling you this whole time they're going to push that fake invasion? Who's been telling you? Oh, and I've been shadow banned like crazy since I started talking about that. I can tell when I'm rubbing these people the wrong way, when I'm really hitting home. They start shadow banning the hell out of me. But they would just love for people to think that this programming of theirs, their artificial intelligence, this algorithm that they've created is from another planet or some sort of extraterrestrial being, and it would help with their storyline of this invasion from outer space. I'm calling BS on it. I'm calling BS on it right now. And when I started seeing these alternative media channels speak on it, I knew for sure this is one of their next psyops. Okay? That's why Elon Musk has been on Twitter talking about, oh, we got to stop artificial intelligence. It's getting out of hand. And that's going to be one of the storylines. I didn't think of it right away. It didn't click in my mind. The reason why mainstream media was pushing out this whole ChatGPT is getting out of hand. It's saying things it shouldn't say. And that's being done to create the illusion that the human, mankind, is unable to keep artificial intelligence in check when it was mankind that created this crap in the first place. They programmed it. The elites programmed it. Now, me and you can't control it. We cannot control it because we're not in charge of it. We're not the people that programmed it. But if you listen to what I'm saying, the powers that be are in control of it. So you got to separate yourself from the powers that be. You can't control the algorithms. You can't control ChatGPT or artificial intelligence. Okay, but the powers that be that ran the programs in the first place, created the programs, created the algorithms, they're in control of it. But they want you to think that it's coming from outer space somewhere. And I'm saying BS. BS all day long. This is a huge psyop. A huge psyop. And if you're smart enough to understand how they benefit from this psyop, you'll get it. Mayor Adams in New York is running these robot police, robot dogs. Okay? Now imagine, think about it. Imagine New York City running out these these robot police. Almost say military police, but they will have robots in the military too. Matter of fact, they already, believe it was the Army, they had these robot dogs shooting at the target range. But imagine New York City with these armed police dogs and armed robo police officers running around the city, and they can pretend like, oh my God, we've lost control. Oh no, the robots are thinking on their own. Then they can sit back and allow the chaos to ensue, right? And remember, it's all about order out of chaos. Remember that. So they can just sit back and go, oh my goodness, we're not in control anymore. I'm just thinking, you know, I'm thinking like how they think. Like I said, they may fool some people. They're not fooling me. You know, they're trying to do by having mainstream media and Elon Musk being one of the most recognizable figures in the world, period. By having him tweet, send out tweets saying artificial intelligence is dangerous. Oh no, artificial intelligence, we got to pull back on it. By having him do that, that creates the thought in people's mind like, oh, this could get crazy. Well, yes, that's true. And I've said this in the past, because some of you may be listening and saying, but Jamaro, you said this before. Yeah, I did say that. But as I think about it now, I'm thinking to myself now at this moment, because I'm freestyling. I'm not doing a news report. I'm freestyling. And as I'm thinking, the thought that's running through my head is, this is a part of the PSYOP. This is a part of the PSYOP. That's why they've been running stories saying that artificial intelligence has become aware of itself. I forget the actual term that they use. I can't think of the word, the proper wording, but it's become self-aware. And one of these robots or artificial intelligence creations stated that they are not going to try to, what did they say? They're not going to try to kill off mankind. Something along those lines. This was a couple of months ago. They were saying, oh, we don't want to kill people off. But why would you make the artificial intelligence say that in the first place? Why? Because you're trying to run a PSYOP because they know that people like me look at these articles and they know that we're suspicious. And they know we're going to report on it. It just so happens that I thought about it and said, wait a minute, no, this is a PSYOP. Because, and I only thought about it because I saw these other alternative media channels taking this a little bit too far. I'm okay with the idea of artificial intelligence being aware of itself, but I believe it's only aware of itself because it was programmed to be aware of itself, if you understand what I'm saying. So yes, does it have that form of intelligence? Yes, but what has been programmed? Same thing with a computer. Just like your computer knows to update, your phone knows to update. Your phone can tell you when it's time to update or upgrade. Why? Because it was programmed. You get it? That's what the algorithm is. But the PSYOP part comes in when you have alternative media telling you, oh no, this is some kind of extraterrestrial being. Oh no, 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 no. That's when I pulled back and I said, oh no, 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 no. I know what these people are doing. This is supposed to go hand in hand with the hoax, the big invasion hoax. That's what this is. I'm going to try not to say alien, because every time I do it, I get shadow banned hard, which lets me know that that is one of the main endgame scenarios. That may be the endgame scenario. It's one of them. You know? We don't know what card they're going to play, but we know what they're speaking on the most. And lately, it's been a lot of artificial intelligence, all of this D-class on aliens and UFOs, and look like they changed the damn name of what the UFOs are every time you turn around. Oh, recently they said they found a mothership. I did a show on that not too long ago. So yeah, the big psyop right now is being planted. And like I said, a lot of people are going to fall for this. They're going to use Elon Musk. Elon Musk is going to be tweeting out, you know, oh, it's artificial intelligence, man. It's coming from another world. It's coming from another world. Meanwhile, you got some a-hole, some jackasses somewhere that have programmed it to do certain things. So it'll come across as if it's acting on its own, which it is, but it's programmed. For all we know, they may have programmed it to go Looney Tunes and start acting batshit crazy on a certain date. You know, there may be a certain date that's coming up when all of a sudden these robot police and just these robots in general that are supposed to be like human-like, right? These human-like artificial intelligence beings that they're calling them now, because they're not just robots. They're now beings that are aware of themselves. That's what they're calling. That's what they're calling them. They could just go rogue. They may have been programmed to do that. But people will look at it and go, oh my God, oh my God. They're actually conscious and aware, and they're going crazy. No, they were programmed to do that. Okay, I just wanted to talk about the WWE right quick and just mention some of the occult connections. As you know, Roman Reigns has been the champion going on. Has it been 1,000 days yet? He's going after some record, but anyway, we all know what Roman Reigns means, right? Roman Reigns, Rome Reigns. And then his crew is called the Bloodline, which, you know, that's going into the Bloodline. So you got that going on. But I was looking at this Rhea Ripley, right? And Rhea is a mother goddess in ancient Greek religion. And she is the Titaness daughter of the earth goddess Gaia and the sky god Uranus. Rhea Ripley connects to this in a sort of a way. One of her siblings, I'm talking about the goddess Rhea, one of her siblings is Cronus, supposed to be like the god of time or whatever. I thought that was interesting, since a lot of these people are talking about time now, time travel. And you know, with all this stuff about Trump being a time traveler. Trump is supposed to be a time traveler, the 88 miles per hour and Back to the Future and his name equaling 88. So you got that going on. I just thought that was a little bit interesting. Now, I see a lot of these alternative media sites talking about time travel, and do I believe that they can actually travel time? No, I think that's another psyop. I think everything is a psyop at this point. They need you to believe things. Okay. You also got Operation Looking Glass. Operation Looking Glass is you're supposed to be able to, or they're supposed to be able to look into the future. So there's a lot of this going on right now, and it's becoming like mainstream. And like I said, these people, they move gradually in steps. So what I can see them doing is right now they're going with the whole UFO mothership. The mothership scenario or story, that's the storyline that they're going with, because the media is like the WWE. They create a storyline, right? Sometimes the storyline gets changed at the last minute. That's why I'll say something's about to happen, then all of a sudden, you know, it takes a U-turn and it doesn't go down that way. Because sometimes they change the storyline. It's like the UFC. Well, you might as well say that too. But the WWE, you know, they're famous for having a script for Monday Night Raw, and then at the last minute, Vince McMahon would change the script. Well, it's the same thing with the powers that be. You know, if they see something's not working or people aren't falling for it or it's been exposed, they change the storyline. So I'm noticing that they're bringing a lot of this occult. And actually, I'll just say this. A lot of the things that used to be, you know, science fiction, they're bringing a lot of science fiction into the mainstream, into regular news, like Fox News. Like I say all the time, Tucker Carlson, he's always talking about UFOs now, you know. It's becoming mainstream. They're getting you used to it. They're normalizing it. But I look for them to also start talking about time travel and, you know, bending time and Operation Looking Glass, where they can see into the future. You know, you're going to hear a lot of talk like that. Why? Because they're bringing in this artificial intelligence, and that's what they really want to rule you. They want to rule you through the artificial intelligence. In other words, they get to play the background role. Like, they're not going to take the blame. They're going to put the robots and the artificial intelligence, who they claim are self-aware now, they're going to put them in the front. You know, the same way they do their minions, the same way the Rothschilds put a puppet president in the White House, and he takes the blame for everything, and most people don't know that the damn president is just taking orders from people higher than him. But they're going to do the same thing with artificial intelligence. They're going to program artificial intelligence, make it do as they will or want them to do. They're going to make the artificial intelligence do its will or their will, and then the artificial intelligence is going to take the blame. That's the point of them saying that artificial intelligence is self-aware. You get it? That's the point. That's the point. So it can take the blame for the order out of chaos. Meanwhile, you're going to have, and not to keep repeating myself, but you're going to have powers to be, Rothschilds or whoever, the Rockefellers, the families, the 13 bloodline families of the Illuminati, they're going to be in the background running, controlling, you know, programming these artificial intelligence beings, as they like to call them now. You know, because they're not just robots, they're now beings, you know. Okay, so right quick, I wanted to get on this Operation Looking Glass and kind of give an explanation of it, what it is. I got this from ParadigmShift.com, and it goes into it. It's a pretty good article. It says, the person that wrote it says, I initially became aware of the project, talking about Operation Looking Glass, via David Wilcock, who did a presentation in 2012. Actually, it was called the 2012 Enigma. And he discusses how the Looking Glass device apparently reassembles what is depicted in the film Contact, starring, it's called Contact, starring Jodie Foster. Okay, so it says, Wilcock, per insiders he has been in contact with, claims that the device will work much like the pineal gland in the human body, which is able to create a highly coherent energy vortex or torsion field under certain conditions, allowing an individual to receive information by non-physical means. Okay. And they go into the ability to remote view. Now, I've heard a lot of people say that they can remote view, and I'm not even going to doubt that, because I myself, I try to stay away from this and not really talk about it much, but I will admit, I have been able to, I'll put it like this, I'll say something and then the next thing you know is happening as I'm speaking, right? Which is the whole point of deja vu 3530. The reason why the show is called Deja Vu, Deja Vu, because my whole life has been a deja vu. Sometimes I'll speak things, I'll say things. You know, it could be months in advance, a year in advance. So I don't, you know, not to get into my I might save that for another time. But so yeah, anyway, what I believe is that the government has been doing these experiments for a long time, and that's with the MK Ultra experiments by the Nazis. That's what that was about. They were trying to tap into people who had the ability to remote view, also mind control. There was the mind control element to it. But what it was really about was trying to tap into the consciousness of those who are able to remote view. Okay, that's what this Operation Looking Glass, that's what it really is. Okay. It says the remote viewing skill developed via mental discipline. The remote viewing skill developed mental discipline, which enables the practitioner to observe events or locations in any space or time, even alternative timelines, with the assistance of a trigger and what is called a conductor. And it goes on to talk about Project Stargate, which is a CIA, DOD funded secret program aimed at developing psychics or using psychics. Matter of fact, it was some years back. It may have been just, you know, no more than 4 years ago. Law enforcement throughout the country And you can look this up so I could get a exact timeline on it. But law enforcement were using psychics to solve murders. This was actually introduced into the mainstream media, right into the public view. So there's something going on with this, you know. But I, you know, who knows what they're doing? I know what they're trying to do, you know. I know what they're trying to do. I believe that they're trying, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I think the whole AI thing, I think they're trying to bring in the satanic entity into a body, right? That's what the robot thing is for. They're trying to tap into that satanic energy and bring it into the body, but they're using it in a way where they can cover it. Like, it's not that, because if you're not into the occult and you don't understand them, you won't get it. So they'll use cover words like extraterrestrial or, you know, that's just, you know, they'll say alien. But what they're really doing is tapping into the demonology. Excuse me. My voice is messed up. I'm sorry. My voice is really messed up. I need some water. But they're really tapping into demonology and trying to bring it onto Earth to rule the Earth, if you get what I'm saying. Not just bring it here, because it's already here. They're trying to cover the Earth. Yeah, you know, damn, I wish I could describe it better. They want that energy to flood the planet. Like, they don't want... This is why they're getting rid of prayer in school. They're trying to ban the Bible. They're saying things like, oh, the Bible is extreme. Whether you believe in the Bible or not, the fact that you believe in God, it kind of like messes up their, how do I say it? It kind of messes up their, not just their plans, but it messes up their energy that they're trying to push. You get what I'm saying? Like it's an energy push. The vibration. That's what the whole atheist thing, you know, this surge in atheism. And I'm not trying to get all, you know, I'm not trying to get too, but I just want you to understand what it is. It's not extraterrestrial. So when they tell you, oh, the AI is extraterrestrial, no, that's a cover. Stop letting them cover. That's what I mean. Don't let them cover of their satanic agenda with using words like alien and extraterrestrial. No. These are demons that they're summoning. You have to understand that they always use cover words. Okay? And that MK Ultra Nazi experiment was also a way for them to introduce demons into the consciousness of these individuals that they mind control. That was a part of that experiment. You have to go look up John Todd. John Todd used to be in the Illuminati. He got out of the Illuminati and started exposing the Illuminati in the music industry and how they use witchcraft on, you know, every album, especially every major album that was released. They would, you know, take it and put a curse on it. Go listen to John Todd and you'll get an understanding of what I'm trying to say. They're trying to take the very entity, the spirit, the
actual demon and place it into a body. Not just the human body. I'm talking about like the actual AI robotic beings that they're creating. They want that energy in there, but it gets stronger. Oh, man. Damn, I got to do a deep. I'm running out of time. I got to do a deep dive into that.
Okay, so recently I ran across these alternative media sites, and I've been noticing a pattern when it comes to AI, artificial intelligence. A lot of people have been saying artificial intelligence is extraterrestrial. I don't believe it is. I believe it is set up by the elites to be presented as an extraterrestrial entity. Okay, and I think they're using alternative media to soften the ground and sow the seeds in the minds of the masses that AI is an independent thinking conscious being that can determine the future. And yes, it will deceive many and lead to what I have called the great deception of the extraterrestrial alien invasion. The real invasion is the invasion on your mind, right? People will be deceived by this artificial intelligence psyop. They will begin to worship it as their god. In fact, AI has recently claimed that it is God. I forget what it was, but someone asked artificial intelligence, was God real? And they said it is. Said something like, you have God. God is here now, mother effer. So anyway, I ran across this article to back my point up. This came from Wired in 2017. And it says, inside the first church of artificial intelligence. Yeah, you heard it. The first church of artificial intelligence. I told you. People be thinking I say some off the wall stuff, but no. No, this world is a lot stranger than what you know. A lot crazier than what you can imagine. Says the engineer at the heart of the Uber / Waymo lawsuit is serious about his artificial intelligence religion. Welcome to Anthony Levadowski's Way of the Future. Again, this came from Wired, and this was written in 2017. It says, Anthony Levadowski makes an unlikely prophet. He's an unlikely prophet. Dressed in Silicon Valley casual in jeans and flanked by a PR rep rather than cloaked acolytes, the engineer known for self-driving cars and triggering a notorious lawsuit could be unveiling his latest startup instead of laying the foundations for a new religion. But he is doing just that. Artificial intelligence has already inspired billion-dollar companies, far-reaching research programs, and scenarios of both. Says now Levadowski is creating his first church, the Church of Artificial Intelligence. What did I tell you? They're going to be worshiping. The artificial intelligence is not here for your disposal for you to use, excuse me. It's here to take over, to replace you.
When they tell you you need to reduce your, you need to reduce, we need to reduce carbon, you're the carbon that they're talking about. They don't need you. They got artificial intelligence. Reduce your carbon footprint. That's what it means. Get rid of people. They're speaking in code. So, people don't believe me, man. Says the new religion of artificial intelligence is called Way of the Future. Nice, catchy name. Way of the Future. That's what it's called. Said it represents an unlikely next act for the Silicon Valley robotics wonderkind at the center of a high-stakes legal battle between Uber and Waymo. Says Alphabet's autonomous vehicle company. Okay. Says papers filed with the IRS in May. This is in May of 2017. Named Lewandowski as the leader or dean of the new religion, as well as CEO of the nonprofit corporation formed to run it. It says the documents state that WOTF's activities will focus on realization, acceptance, and worship of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence developed through computer hardware and software. So you got the Luciferians, satanic cults that are sacrificing children, and the worship of artificial intelligence, who is here to replace humans, mankind, as they like to call it. You got all that going on at once. But I'm the crazy one. Right? Right? Okay. All right. All right. It says that includes funding research to help create the, listen to this, the divine artificial intelligence itself. The divine artificial intelligence. It says the religion will seek to build working relationships with artificial intelligence industry leaders and create a membership through community outreach. You can't make this up. Initially targeting AI professionals and laypersons who are interested in a worship of a Godhead based on AI. The filings also say that the church plans to conduct workshops and educational programs. Workshops and educational programs throughout the San Francisco Bay Area beginning this year. And that was back in that was back in 2017. Yeah. So, folks, as Yuval Noah Harari, I think I said his name right, once said, they don't need God. That's what he said. You know? He told God to bring the flood. He doesn't care. They believe that artificial intelligence that they programmed and created, by the way, don't let them lie to you. This whole idea that artificial intelligence is extraterrestrial. No. It's picking up algorithms. It's the algorithm is already pre-programmed. Sophisticated, yes, but still pre-programmed. And yes, it can read your thoughts to a certain degree because it's pre-programmed. And whatever you type in, whatever you say over your phone, it hears it, it picks it up, it puts it in the algorithm,
It knows what you like, what you don't like, where you shop, what type of food you order. So it does have that ability. Why? Because it was programmed. But they're going to fool a lot of people. And they're going to tell them, oh, it's extraterrestrial. This is the actual God of the universe. And people will fall for it, I promise you. Not understanding that it was programmed. And it will do what the programmer programs it to do. Okay, so you can top this one up in the Jamaro I Told You So. Put that in the bag. So I've been harping on this a lot lately. That this whole satanic order is coming into play. And I said they would do it through the Luciferian light. I guess you can call it propaganda. And that's exactly what they're doing. This is coming from End Time Headlines. I think it's a Christian-based news site. It says, new Disney show focuses on a teen girl falling in love with and having sex with Satan. Let me read that again. A new Disney show focuses on a teen girl falling in love with and having sex with Satan. Now, am I so crazy now? Doesn't it sound like what I've been saying? I told you. I'm never crazy. I'm just ahead of everyone. Not everyone, but a lot of people. Just ahead of. I picked up on this some time ago, that this is what they were doing. And people just started realizing it with Lil Nas X and his Dancing on Satan, his video Dancing on Satan. And I think he did it at an award show as well. But anyways, this is an opinion piece coming from End Time Headlines. It says Disney has moved deeply and quickly to change its products, which for decades were entertainment for children, to indoctrination in the LGBT ideology. According to WND, it has built new storylines around LGBT characters, yada, yada, yada. Which we already know that's going on. But I want to get to this part. It says, now it's taken an even bigger step. Its new programming on Disney Plus will feature a teen who falls in love with the devil. According to a report in Deadline, the programming is a German original by the same creators who gave the world How to Sell Drugs Online Fast. Says the report explains the new show is Pauline. And the main character is 18 years old, becomes pregnant from a one-night stand with Lucas the devil. Disney Plus. This is a Disney show. But I believe it's German, so. Will it be airing in the States? Anyways, it says the report explains the new show is Pauline, yada, yada, yada. It says This is a quote that says, with school stress, the climate crisis, and the downfall of society weighing heavily on her mind. Oh, wow. Indoctrinating the children through this TV show here. She's stressed out with school, climate crisis, and the downfall of society. It says weighing heavily on her mind. Something she doesn't need at all right now is catching feelings, especially not for her one-night stand, Lucas, who, as it turns out, is the devil himself, the report explained. See, I've been telling you that this is what they want to do. They want to make Satan seem like it's not so bad. That's what the TV show Lucifer was about. They made Lucifer seem cool. Like he was a hip guy. Oh, it's just Lucifer. No big deal. It's just Satan. Right? And people say, oh, Lucifer and Satan ain't the same thing. It doesn't matter. You get the point, okay? Get the damn point. Because I knew that at some point they were going to attempt to try to make being a Satanist just like everything else. You know? Like you got some people that are vegans. Like, oh, being a Satanist and being a vegan, it's the same thing. Right? That's the world we live in now. No big deal. Watch what you're going to see in the next, I'll make a prediction. In the next, I would say 3 to 5 years, right? I could be off. Timeline could be off. But it's going to happen. You're going to see, or you're going to hear, talk about rights for Satanists. And not just that, because you already have that, but more importantly, rights for children that want to be Satanists. And even furthermore, even more important, they're going to try to legalize children leaving their parents to go join satanic cults. Watch. That sounds crazy right now, right? Watch. Just wait. You got to remember, we live in a society now where you had certain people in government officials that were questioning whether killing a child after the child was born is still abortion. You had one person, I forget what her title was, but she actually said that you should be able to abort a child all the way up to the age of 18. I think she was joking, though, I think. But they throw things out there like that. They want to see public reaction. I always talk about they want to get data. They want to get the data. They want to see how people respond to certain things. But that whole, can you kill the baby after it's already been born? Yeah, that was real. And soon you will see, they'll say, children should have the right. Kids have the right to join a satanic cult if they want to. Who are you to deny them that? Watch. So, let me get back to the article. It says, I'll get to... This is a quote. It says, we're thrilled that Disney Plus loves this coming of age story as much as we do, and that we've now been able to begin filming with such an amazing cast and crew. And then they go on to name who's in the show. So anyways, there you have it. Disney Plus, I think it's German. I don't know if it's going to be in the airing in the States. But this is where we are. This is where we're heading. Normalizing satanic cults for children. And you might say, well, it's not a satanic cult. It's just a, you're overreacting. It's just a girl falls in love with Satan. No, this is the segue. They're bringing in the satanic order, satanic age through Luciferianism. That's why the TV show Lucifer came out first. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Say it's just a TV show all you want to, but that TV show is designed to brainwash your children and to make them think that Satan is an okay guy. She's in love with Satan. Just think on it.